It is the radio segment that's clinically proven to grow hair on your tongue. Ew. Laser Stories. A segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Blakely, Pennsylvania. There's a 27-year-old guy named Brett Brzezinski, and last week, he and his girlfriend were picking up his 20-year-old sister, Brianna Brzezinski, from work.
Cool name.
Yeah, but when she came out of her building, she immediately got into an argument with her brother about who gets to sit in the front seat, her or his girlfriend.
You know, coveted front seat. Started many a family issue.
Soon the siblings started screaming at each other, and eventually it got to the point where they were physically fighting on the hood of his car.
Oh, dang.
Girlfriend's just like, I'll sit in the back, yeah, man. It's not that big of a deal.
When the cops showed up, Brett and his sister jumped back in the vehicle and took off.
Oh, good idea.
And they got into a high-speed chase with police. Meanwhile, his girlfriend was hanging out the window calling for help.
Oh, my God! Did she stay behind?
Yeah. You don't want to marry into this family? I don't get it.
Brett finally had to stop because of a traffic jam. Aww. That's awkward. That's an awkward traffic jam. So he and his sister both got out, and then they attacked the cops.
Okay, so bonding again?
Yeah. Yep.
Healthy conflict management in that family. They were both arrested and charged with assault and resisting arrest. Brett's girlfriend wasn't charged. The cops say she's a victim, and she filed a restraining order against Brett's entire family.
Good, I was going to say.
The entire Brzezinski family.
That's a small red flag in the relationship.
This next laser story is out of India. There's a guy in India named Balkasan Chabi, and he was wanted for several crimes, including a murder.
Ooh, that's serious.
But somehow he kept finding ways to dodge the cops. Well, recently they found him, and they found out he was looking to get married, so a female cop called him and said it was a wrong number and started chatting and flirting with him.
God, how does this work when you can't even see somebody?
He's trying to get married and she just calls a wrong number and starts flirting with him. After a week of talking on the phone, the female officer proposed to him and he said yes.
Oh my God.
Now, that is a man desperate for love.
Yeah. Obviously, marriage proposals work a little differently in India than they do over here.
Yeah.
But they scheduled their wedding for this past Thursday, and when he walked up and showed up for the ceremony, his fiance pulled out handcuffs and arrested him.
Oh.
He's now in jail.
I thought you loved me.
Yeah. I thought the handcuffs were going to be for after the wedding, honey.
He'll find love in jail, I'm sure, though. He'll be good. This next story is out of New Jersey. There's a 43-year-old woman from Brick, New Jersey, and last week she was shopping at a grocery store and decided to check out using the express lane. But another 45-year-old woman from Howell, New Jersey, called her out for having too many items.
Yo, not in the self-checkout, but I've almost called people out before in the express.
Dude, I think it's so crazy. Who cares?
Like, I care.
My father-in-law will count the items people have in front of him and then report back to us.
I low-key do that too, though.
It was fine. They had 14 items. Only two stocks of celery. It was okay.
If you're a few over, it's okay. But when someone goes through with a whole cart filled.
Yeah.
Well, the argument escalated quickly, and soon they started throwing punches and biting each other on the arms and neck.
Okay, that's not necessary.
It's always amazing to me that two people who have the same fighting styles meet in line together.
After a while, a different 43-year-old woman tried to step in and break up the fight, but she ended up getting bit in the leg.
Oh, crossfire.
Eventually, the two women were separated. Both of them were charged with disorderly conduct, and the lady who had too many items was also charged with simple assault.
Oh.
Ooh, and having too many items, I think it's a law.
If the cops just throw it there, they're like, yeah, that's 17 items, ma'am. I'm sorry.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, you're arrested. This next latest story is out of Phoenix, Arizona. There's a 17-year-old teenager named Yasmin, and last week, she and her friend accidentally got locked out of her home. But instead of waiting for her family to come home, she decided to get creative. So Yasmin and her friend climbed up onto the roof of her family's home.
Okay.
And she decided to jump down the chimney.
What?
No. I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
How is that a plan in your head?
It works well for Santa. Why not for her, right?
Come on.
What happened to just a simple old break a window?
Turned out to be a bad idea because halfway down, she got stuck.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, no.
Apparently, there's something that blocks the bottom.
A damper?
It was so tight that she couldn't breathe. Yasmin's friends called the fire department for help. Meanwhile, local news outlets got a hold of the story and raced over to her home to live stream the rescue.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You're forever known as a chimney girl after this.
She's like, did it go viral, though? Did it go viral?
Cute.
In total, Yasmin was inside the chimney for over 2 hours before firefighters finally figured out how to safely get her out of there.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
When she emerged, the 17-year-old was completely covered in soot, but she had a smile on her face when she was freed. Of course, she's like, wait, this is live streamed?
She's just yelling, oh my God. World star.
On all platforms? Yes. Her parents, on the other hand, were not very happy. Oh, apparently, they were on a date night and had to leave their movie early so they could rush home to save their daughter who was trapped in the chimney.
No. Can you imagine getting that call? Your daughter, is there a party? Did she crash her car? No, she's stuck in a chimney.
This next laser story is out of Commercial America.
Okay.
Last month, Disney Plus came out with its new Star Wars series called The Mandalorian. Everybody's talking about it.
So great, and Baby Yoda.
And ever since, the internet is going crazy over the image of Baby Yoda.
Oh, see? I knew it!
I'm not even a Star Wars freak, and I love that Baby Yoda.
Me too! I haven't seen one episode. It's the cutest thing. I have 100 memes.
Yeah, right now. I didn't even know what it was, really. And then I saw Baby Yoda everywhere, so I was like, what is this Mandalorian thing? Overnight, he's become a pop culture icon. And of course, whenever a new trend pops up in social media, somebody has to capitalize on it. And that somebody is Starbucks.
Really?
Starbucks, what are they doing?
The coffee giant has come up with a new secret menu item based around the adorable Star Wars character. It's the Baby Yoda Frappuccino.
Oh, tasty. Oh my God, I hate all
Does it come
their...
in a tiny little cup? Because
I
it has
so.
To,
Those
okay?
Ears that poke out, the big
if
old ears.
You want it, you order a matcha green tea Frappuccino, get a caramel drizzle in the cup to look like Yoda's cloak, and get whipped cream on top with caramel and a caramel ribbon crunch.
Okay, it doesn't sound as cute as Baby Yoda.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
It sounds really disappointing.
It just sounds like a Frappuccino.
Sounds like melted Baby Yoda, which is not adorable.
Green Frappuccino, basically.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of our aging bodies. A new survey asked people what ages they felt different parts of their bodies start to fall apart. And basically, everything starts going south around 40.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the truth.
I'm not even there. I thought it was way earlier.
No, yeah, it's 40.
He's like 25, wasn't
that's
it?
What
25?
I was thinking.
That's when my back went out.
That's literally what I was thinking.
The survey found that we start noticing things that don't work like they used to between ages 37 and 40. Number one, back pain usually starts around 44.
Oof.
I'm ahead of the curve on that one. Number two, our sense of smell dulls at 46.
Oh, no.
Number three, our ankles get weak at 47.
Oh, your ankles get weak? That's a thing?
I thought they just got big. They just got cankles.
Just swollen.
Number four, our knees hurt at 47.
See, my knees constantly hurt.
I think you're a 50-year-old man.
I don't know.
Too.
As it gets colder, I get this harder.
That
for
is
me.
Definitely
I gotta move to a warmer
says.
Climate.
Yeah.
I get out of bed. I'm like, ouch.
Oh, man,
this
humidity in my joints.
Exactly.
And we start losing our hearing at 49 years old. So.
What? What?
Basically, 40 is when everything starts to deteriorate.
Okay. Well,
that's something to look forward to. Yeah. Cool.
I don't know how old this guy is. Turtles live a long time. He's probably 300. Everything must hurt. It's really hard for him to keep humping that shoe.
He's really active.
That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.